Title: Closing the Customer Experience Gap Before It Widens Further. Thesis: GuideWell ranks 26th in customer experience out of 40 health market entities. The following research will help us understand where GuideWell stands competitively and where we should focus our innovation efforts and investments. Overview. The opportunity. People are required to navigate a fragmented healthcare system of disconnected tools, siloed services, and uncoordinated care across providers, insurers, and care services. This creates complex, disjointed, and confusing experiences, which places the burden of care on individuals in moments of need. Because solutions are implemented, built, or procured independently to quickly capture near-term margin/value rather than strategic investing to create a unified end-to-end experience, customer friction is created, causing delayed or misdirected care, persistent care gaps, and inefficient site of care usage, aka utilization, driving poor financial and health outcomes, increases in avoidable costs, and decreases in satisfaction and brand reputation. The following insights, drawing on more than 200 public sources, 5 private data services, and 10 internal stakeholder interviews, helps us understand that GuideWell's gaps are concentrated in digital capabilities, personalization, and care access, not in pre-authorization operations or brand trust, where GuideWell scores well. That distinction matters. The problems are fixable, and in several cases, the underlying assets already exist. Quick stats, GuideWell ranks 26th in customer experience out of 40 entities scored. Out of 40 competitors, GuideWell ranks 23rd in a combined CX, health services, and tech score. GuideWell ranks number 1 in prior authorization efficiency. This is a genuine strength. GuideWell scores a 2 out of 5 in analytics and insights. 5 findings stand out. Each connects to a North Star strategy for GuideWell and strategic decisions that can be made now. Section 1 title, Scale is not a limiting factor, but capability gap is. A common explanation against a poor CX ranking is organizational constraints, the argument that regional payers face structural disadvantages against nationals. The data does not support it. GuideWell leaders are aligned on the current customer experience problem, but struggle to effectively address the problem due to A, data gaps, B, fragmented solution design, C, customer brand confusion, D, misaligned incentive, and E, investment/funding challenges. Blue Shield of California serves essentially the same number of members as GuideWell, 6.0 million versus 6.1 million, and ranks 12 positions higher. The gap reflects specific capability shortfalls. Digital front door, ranked 25th, personalization and integrated care journey, ranked 20th, and care access and network adequacy, ranked 19th. The competitive pressure is intensifying on a defined timeline. Oscar Health, ranked 8th overall in CX, with the highest exchange NPS in the country, is entering Florida for plan year 2026, building specifically on individual and exchange segments where GuideWell currently holds market leadership. Implication: the digital front door carries the highest weight in the CX rubric, 14%, and represents the largest gap to leader. This is an execution problem, not a resource problem. Blue Shield of California demonstrates that a same-scale regional plan can achieve materially better CX outcomes within the same structural constraints. Recommendation: close the digital front door gap with a locally relevant end-to-end integrated experience. Section 2. Title: Big Tech is already at the front door, not approaching it. The framing of big tech as a healthcare threat has been a feature of industry forecasts for years. The research finds that the inflection point has passed. 3 major consumer technology platforms launched healthcare-facing AI products in the first quarter of 2026 alone. Amazon Health AI Agent launched January 2026, expanded March 2026, explains labs and records, books appointments, manages Rx, surfaced to 200 million plus Prime members on Amazon.com. Microsoft Copilot Health launched March 2026, integrates 50 plus wearable data streams, enters the clinical and payer workflow through the Microsoft 365 install base. Apple Health Plus subscription planned late 2026, combines health records, wearable data, and AI, targeting the health-engaged consumer segment payers most want to retain. All 3 services intercept the member before they reach MyBlue. TechTarget describes this as a $54 billion imperative for healthcare in 2026. The research classifies big tech's agentic AI front door as a critical risk with a 12 to 24 month horizon, the tightest window in the entire CX risk timeline. The instinct to compete, to build a better MyBlue app to rival Amazon's consumer experience, misreads the strategic situation. Amazon has 200 million Prime members and a decade of consumer UX investment. The correct response is not competition, it is distribution. Implication: GuideWell should pursue a partner, not compete posture, positioning itself as the benefits and care orchestration layer embedded inside Amazon, Apple, and Epic MyChart, rather than building a competing destination. The window is 12 to 18 months before these services become the default member interface. Section 3, title. The analytics gap limits every other improvement. GuideWell scores 2 out of 5 on analytics and insights in health services, the single largest capability gap in the entire portfolio, 3 full points below the category leader. This is not one problem among many. It is the constraint that sets the ceiling for every other capability investment. Note, best-in-class benchmark. Optum processes 2.5 billion claims per year, feeding 1,000 plus ML models at sub 100 milliseconds inference across unified claims, clinical, and social determinants data. Kaiser's Advanced Alert Monitor prevents approximately 500 deaths per year through predictive intervention. GuideWell's internal models exist but are not real-time, not member-facing, and not connected to live intervention triggers. Personalization requires a real-time data signal. Without it, there is no personalization, only segmentation. Care navigation requires risk stratification. Without it, intervention timing slips 30 to 90 days behind peers. Medicare Advantage Star's performance is increasingly driven by predictive outreach. Without it, the gap compounds annually. 3 of the 5 findings in this report either require analytics as a prerequisite or are materially worsened by its absence. Treating it as a feature roadmap item understates what is at stake. Implication: analytics is infrastructure, not a feature. Establish customer friction as a composite enterprise KPI designed to systematically measure and reduce obstacles that impede customer goal achievement and task completion. Establishing this KPI with a measured goal to lower or eliminate customer friction will create an organizational rally point and identify leaders/champions amongst employee. This composite score can be calculated from Net Promoter Score, Customer Effort Score, Customer Satisfaction, Time to Resolution, Abandonment Rate, Error Rates, Clickstream Analysis, First Contact Resolution, Average Handling Time, Surveys, Customer Call Volume, and Network Disruption Events. Section 4, title, Our Best Competitive Asset is Invisible to the Market. GuideWell is ranked best in class on claims and prior auth efficiency, first among all 40 entities scored. It processes 1.1 million prior authorization decisions per year, resolving 75% of Medicare imaging cases in under 90 seconds. It was the first U.S. payer to deploy AI-powered prior authorization, doing so in 2021. Quote from a stakeholder, GuideWell pioneered AI-powered prior authorization in 2021, first in the U.S. Yet this innovation does not elevate its scores in digital adoption or member satisfaction, end quote. The problem is not the capability. The problem is that members cannot see it. Real-time PA status is not surfaced in MyBlue. There are no pre-cleared indicators when members shop providers. The competitive moat has been built, but never opened to the people it should be retaining. Note, market context, the January 2027 CMS-0057 PA API mandate will require all payers to expose prior authorization data via FHIR-compliant APIs. For most payers, compliance will mean rushing to build what GuideWell already has operationally. Arriving at consumer-facing PA transparency by Q3 2026 turns a regulatory minimum into a 12-month head start. Implication: surface real-time PA status in MyBlue. Ship pre-cleared indicators for the top 50 procedures. The engine is already running. The work is making it visible. GuideWell has a rare opportunity to convert an operational strength into a member-facing differentiator before competitors can build to the same standard. Section 5, title, The Most Valuable White Space is Already GuideWell's to Claim. The research mapped 30 unmet consumer needs across CX, health services, and technology, classifying each by market density. Crowded, 5 or more competitors with production offerings. Mixed, 2 to 4 competitors. Or open, 0 to 1 competitor at scale. 3 open gaps overlap directly with existing GuideWell assets. No new capability investment is required to pursue them. Only the commitment to formalize and scale what already exists. White space, number 1, caregiver support, the missing member. 53 million unpaid caregivers are the de facto care managers for elderly and chronically ill family members, yet they are invisible to payers. No login, no benefits, no representation in plan design. Humana and Aetna have pilots. No payer has achieved category leadership. Florida's aging demographic makes this the fastest growing underserved segment heading into 2030. White space number 2, multi-life household coverage view. a member with a spouse on commercial, a parent on Medicare Advantage, and children on separate coverage cannot see their family's health picture in one place. This is a major gap industry-wide. Kaiser has partial household view within its integrated system. No payer has built it across product lines. High leverage retention move for GuideWell's multi-line Florida footprint. But white space number three, culturally tailored care, a Florida moat. Florida's Hispanic population, 27%, and its growing Haitian, Creole, and Portuguese communities represent an unmet need that national competitors cannot replicate without years of local build. Sanitas already provides bilingual, culturally anchored primary care at scale. This capability is structurally embedded in GuideWell's Florida operations and does not exist in any national payer's playbook. Implication, these are not strategic bets requiring new investment hypotheses. They are capability extensions. GuideWell does not need to outinvest United Health to win in Florida. It needs to formalize and scale what national competitors structurally cannot replicate. The Sanitas network, the multi-line Florida presence, and the existing brand equity in the Hispanic community are the foundation. The white space is already occupied by GuideWell's own capabilities waiting to be deployed. Thank you for listening to GuideWell Innovation's External Market Customer Experience Report, Methodology. This summary draws on the CX Discovery Report, second draft, version 1.1, May 2026, produced by the GW Enterprise Innovation Team. The research was conducted over 2.5 weeks, April 6th to May 22nd, by a five-person team. Data was sourced from 200-plus public references, five private data services, including PitchBook Premium, and one proprietary IMI report. 10 internal stakeholder interviews were conducted across health services, commercial/regional, and innovation functions. Competitive scoring applied a proprietary AI-assisted maturity rubric. 40 entities rated 1 to 5 across 10 CX lenses, 6 health services lenses, and 10 technology lenses, each weighted and scored against documented best-in-class benchmarks. Underlying external sources include the Forrester CX Index, J.D. Power Health Plan Study, NCQA, KFF Health System Tracker, BCBSA, CMS-0057-F, KLAS, and Public BCBS Company Filings.